Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I am so grateful to the Lord for this time that we're able to share together every week at this same time. If you're a new listener, we welcome you and pray that the Lord bless you through His Word and by His Spirit. And as I was seeking the Lord and praying for what He would have me share with you today and the rest of the week, the Lord took me to 1 Chronicles, the 28th chapter, and as we look at what is a very important event toward the end of David's life, it's important to hear the things that he was sharing with all of Israel. You know, when someone is approaching, as they are aware, the end of their life, they're going to share, they're going to express things that are critically important, things that they've learned out of their own lives. Remember, Joshua said, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." And so in 1 Chronicles, the 28th chapter, it says that David assembled all the princes of Israel and the princes of the tribes and all the mighty men, the valiant men. He called them to Jerusalem and he said, "Hear me, my brethren and my people. As for me, I had in my heart to build an house of rest for the ark of the covenant of the Lord." But basically, and I'm not going to read all those verses, the Lord said, "No, it won't be you. You have shed much blood. You've been a man of war." And God had, of course, given David many sons. And in verse 5, he said, "And of all my sons, he hath chosen Solomon, my son, to sit upon the throne of the kingdom of the Lord over Israel." And let me now go down to verse 9. This is what he's speaking to Solomon. He said, "And thou, Solomon, my son, know thou the God of thy father." In other words, develop a relationship with him as I have developed a relationship with him. It says of David, he was a man after God's own heart. So he says, "Learn from my experience, from my pattern, from my example, and serve him with a perfect heart and with a willing mind. For the Lord searcheth all hearts and understandeth all the imaginations of the thoughts. If thou seek him, he will be found of thee. But if thou forsake him, he will cast thee off forever. Take heed now, for the Lord hath chosen thee to build an house for the sanctuary. Be strong and do it." And what, now you can say, well, yes, those were David's words to his son. God had commissioned him to build the physical temple of the Lord, and he did. But I would like to learn from the very things that David was saying, that God is building a house today. As we read and understand the New Testament, no, God's not calling us, the body of Christ, to build a tabernacle, because he already has one, a temple not made with hands. But he is commissioning each of us, just as he did to Solomon, be strong, be very courageous, serve the Lord with a perfect heart, serve the Lord. If you forsake him, he'll forsake you. If you seek him, he will be found of you. And so God is saying the very same thing to his people today. And I know earlier this year I preached out of the book of Haggai, and we're going to take a little different slant on it, but I'd like to revisit that book because I feel there is much that we need to understand from that specific portion of Scripture God was speaking to his people Israel. He's speaking to God's people today to build the house of the Lord. And there is a call going forth across the land. It's the Spirit of the Lord. God is speaking through various prophets. And the voice of the Spirit of the Lord is saying, in unison, in unity, build ye the house of the Lord. Yea, build ye my house, and I will take pleasure in it, and I will be glorified, saith the Lord. And so God, in the days in which we are now living, not as ancient Israel, but God is still interested in building the temple of the Lord. In these last days, it's a temple not made with hands. And the thrust of this ministry, the vision of this ministry, is to build the body of Christ. In order for us to be built up, we have to know what Scripture says. We have to know what has been accomplished by Jesus through his suffering, death, and resurrection, through the atonement. It's complete. Nothing can be added to it. No amount of self-works, nothing that you can do is going to enable you to make heaven. So often the unsaved think, well, you know, if I'm a good person, I'm going to make it to heaven. That is not what Scripture says. We have to acknowledge Jesus, because he alone said, I alone am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father. No one comes to God. I don't care what the world says. There's many different paths, many different ways to God. No, that's not true. And that's one of the reasons Christians shall be so hated in the end times, because we declare there's only one way, the way that God has established. Jesus led a perfect life. He was our substitution for us. He died a horrible, painful death as a criminal to satisfy the justice of God. And as a result, if we will believe on him, then we are saved. But not only is that spiritual temple being erected, but again, one of the very focuses of this ministry is that the individual members, you know, a chain is only as strong as its weakest link. If you think of a chain, if there's one link that's not strong, well, it's not going to hold up under pressure or under weight or under a burden. And so I believe the Spirit of God has just quickened to our hearts here at UCM. Brother Glass, it's Christ in you, the hope of glory. And so the whole body of Christ is going to be as strong as the individual members. And that's why it's important, and the burden of my heart, beloved, why I'm on this broadcast, why I minister through the correspondence ministry, why I share the truths God speaks to my heart in the monthly letters of encouragement, is to see you be exactly what God has called you to be the person that God sees you in Christ Jesus. You have the righteousness of Christ, but you have a destiny, you have a purpose. And you might say, well, you know, Sister Glass, I'm not a preacher. I haven't been called to fivefold ministry. You know, I'm just an ordinary person. I'm a housewife. I'm just a, you know, like a common laborer, or I'm perhaps in the professional fields. It doesn't make any difference. You have a ministry. You have an outreach of people you know, who know you, acquaintances, friends, family. Their revelation of God, if you will, depends on the example that you set. You are an ambassador for Christ. And so even if we don't even preach, if we don't even share a single scripture, you are a gospel by your example, your godly example, that's what it should be, and by the method of life that you lead. That is a testimony. And so there are two temples, your individual temple. I'm greatly concerned about it. You know, God has put in my heart, I know there are some that have written, they've been a part of this ministry for years, some for months, and some even for decades. God has put in my heart a deep spiritual bond in the Spirit. It's the love of Christ that is only It can only be created and maintained by the Spirit of God. I've never met some of you, but I trust by the Spirit of God you can feel it's the love of Christ that constrains me. It's God's heart to see you be delivered from all the deceptions and lies of the enemy, because we're all capable of being deceived. We're all capable of being discouraged. In fact, God has put that on my heart. There are some God is going to have listening this week who are facing such disappointment and discouragement. Oh, you've not turned your back on God. You love God with all of your heart, but you just feel so forlorn. You feel, and it's something you may not even want to share with anybody. If you have a wonderful prayer partner, that's a tremendous thing. But sometimes the only real true friend we can turn to is Jesus. And I'm encouraging you, that's what he wants you to do, to turn to him. He wants to build your house. We talk about revival. You hear preachers preaching, prophets prophesying. Revival comes to the people of God. It doesn't come to the unsaved. When the church gets revived, then we will see revival in terms of souls coming into the kingdom. Ephesians 3:19 through 22 says, "Now therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God." We're talking about that great cloud of witnesses, the patriarchs, the apostles, those who've lived before us, those in heaven and those on earth. He's only got one church, beloved, and we are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building, fitly framed together, groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for a habitation of God through the Spirit. The last scripture I share with you today, 1 Corinthians 3:16, "Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you?" Well, we're just getting started about how to build the house of the Lord, and that means your own temple, beloved. How to see you freed from that discouragement, and I want to be able to ministering and succeeding broadcast. I pray you can be with me. But if you have prayer needs, if the Holy Spirit is moving upon you, he has a reason. I invite you to jot down that contact information. If you email, I will acknowledge and pray. But if you'd like a personal letter, I ask you to share your mailing address. Beloved, I'm not interested in building a mailing list. I'm interested in connecting with those whom God brings to this ministry. I love you. Till tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.